السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 114 to ayah number 117. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses before we move on to theory and then the analysis of these ayat. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start reciting from ayah number 114 of Surah An-Nisa, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 114 to ayah number 117. Now alhamdulillah, for our theory last class, we did manage to finish the maratib al-ghunna, or the levels of ghunna. So inshallah, today we are going to move on to the next topic, which is the rulings of lam as-sakin, ahkam al-lam as-sakin. So we did cover in the previous classes ahkam al-nun as-sakin, we covered ahkam al-mim as-sakin. Now in this class we are going to cover ahkam al-lam as-sakin. So these are the rules for when a lam has a sukun, the letter lam, when it has a sukun without any kind of vowel. And it is going to be written in the Quran as a lam, so you will either see that there is a sukun on top, or it can also be written as a lam with nothing on top. So you can find it in both cases. Sometimes you will see that it has a sukun and sometimes it will not have a sukun. This was also the case for nun as-sakin as well. We learned that the sign of the visible sukun is actually going to show you that if it has that sukun or not. So this is similar to what we did for nun sakin, lam sakin as well. Sometimes you will see that visible sukun and sometimes you will not. So it can be in the beginning, middle, or end of the word. So for example, if we have falyaqudu, here lam is towards the beginning of the word. Bal, here lam is going to be at the end of the word. And then al-mulk, lam is going to be in the middle of the word. So you can see that that lam is kind of showing up either in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the word. And you can find it throughout. It is sometimes an additional letter that is added to a word. So for example, if we have the word al-mulk, so mulk meaning the kingship or the kingdom, and then lam here is extra. It is not originally part of the word. Okay, so if I say al-mulk, in English, this directly translates to the kingdom. Al-mulk, the kingdom. Now, if I take out al at the beginning and I take out the, I still have a word, al-mulk. So now the al or the lam is additional to the word. It is something that is added to the word. Also, sometimes it is a part of the word that cannot be separated. So like the example we have here is the word alladhi. Now for alladhi, I cannot take out the alif lam. This is not a word where I can just take out that additional part in the beginning. The word alladhi is going to stay like this. So the point here is that sometimes the alif lam is extra, and sometimes it is originally part of the word and it is not extra, it was not added separately. So you do kind of just keep in mind that sometimes it is original, sometimes it is part of the word, sometimes it is added to the word, sometimes it's in the middle, the end, the beginning. Sometimes you can see it as a lam with a sukoon, and sometimes it is just a plain lam. So there are types of lam sak, and there are mainly three types. We have number one, lam al-harf. So this includes lam al-ta'rif, lam al-amr, and then lam hal or bal. Second, we have lam al-fi'l, and then we have three, lam al-ism. So this is mainly getting into grammar now. Lam al-harf, this is going to be any of the letter lam that is just a word by itself. Lam al-fi'l is going to be lam for a verb. Lam al-ism is going to be for a noun. Now, I'm not going to go too much into this just because this is more of a tajweed class than it is a grammar class, and I don't want to confuse anyone with too many details. So, inshallah, if you do know a little bit more about grammar, this might make more sense to you, and if not, inshallah, it's fine, as long as you know the rulings for the letter lam. So, the main thing that we're going to focus on here is lam al-ta'rif. Lam al-ta'rif is an additional lam sakin added to the basic makeup of the noun to make it a proper noun. So in English, basically whatever you are going to do is add the word the in the beginning in order to make it a proper noun. So let's say I have a book in front of me and I say a book or a book. So I only have one book. It can be any book. It's just a book on the shelf. Or I can say the book. Now, when I say the book, I'm referring to a specific book. And if I say, hand me the book, I'm specifically referring to something and I'm making it a proper noun. And I'm adding something that is giving it ta'rif. It is giving it acknowledgement or recognition. So this is what ta'rif means from the word urf, meaning knowledge. So when you are putting el in front of a word, you're making it a proper noun and you're giving it something specific. Okay, so this is how it works in Arabic. The direct translation, you can think of it as adding the word the at the beginning of a word. So if you have just the plain word, you have kitab, you just have book, this is just a book. It's any book. If I say al-kitab, this is referring to a specific book. That's why in the Quran as well, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. That is the book. And the book specifically is referring to the Quran, which is a proper noun. If Allah had said, ذَلِكْ kitab, that is a book, then we wouldn't know which book he was referring to. But he says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that is the book, the proper noun. So this is lam al-ta'rif. Basically adding the lam with a sukoon at the beginning of a word is going to make it a proper noun. It is always preceded by hamzatul wasl that begins with a fatha in case of starting the word from it. Okay, so this is something that is extra. The lam with sukoon is what is going to give it that proper noun, but you will always see it written with an alif, and the letter before is always going to have a fatha. Okay, now again, this is a lot of words. Inshallah, you don't even have to memorize this as long as you recognize what al is. If you see a fatha, alif, and then followed by lam with a sukoon, that is al. That is all you need to know. If you don't remember the proper grammar, it's fine, as long as you remember the proper rule for this. Now, there is two types of lam al-ta'rif. We have lam qamariya and we have lam shamsiya. Okay, and this is something that a lot of people have learned when they were young. When you first start reciting the Quran, or you are first starting to learn the Qaida Nurani, usually this is something that you learn. So a lot of people have already known this. A lot of people, when they're reading, they already know this, but they might not know the exact rules, or they might not know the name for these rules. But surprisingly, a lot of people are aware of this rule. So what is Lam Ta'rif? It is of two types. We have Lam Qamariya and we have Lam Ash-Shamsiya. Okay, so for Lam Qamariya and Lam Shamsiya, basically what this is referring to is if you are going to say the Lam or not. The Lam is always going to be there. It is always going to be written there. But sometimes you are not going to read it. It is not audible. Okay, and this is the reason why we have these two categories. Lam Qamariya, from the word Qamar, if I add Alif Lam in front, am I going to hear the Lam or not? Let's read this. Al-Qamariya. Now I can hear that Lam very clearly. I'm not dropping it. Now let's look at the word Shamsiya. If I add Alif Lam in the front, am I going to read it or not? Ash-Shamsiya. I am not saying Al-Shamsiya. I am saying Ash-Shamsiya. So here I am dropping the Lam and I do not hear it. So basically whatever you do with these words, that is what you're going to do with that entire category. So all of the words that come under Lam Qamariya are going to be read with an audible Lam. And all of the words that come under Lam Shamsiya are going to be read with the Lam dropped, and you are not going to read that Lam. So that is basically what Qamariya and Shamsiya means. Now again, a lot of people already know this. They already have these rules ingrained in them without ever having to memorize any of these letters. Now for me, alhamdulillah, when I started reading Quran, I never learned that this was a term. I never knew what Qamariya or Shamsiya was. I never learned the letters for each of these. But alhamdulillah, because I was reciting the Quran with the Sheikh, I already knew that in this case, I will have to drop the Lam, or in this case, I will have to say it out loud. So again, this is the case for a lot of people. So inshallah, even if you do know the rules of this, you know the application of this, but you can't remember the grammar behind it or the names for this, then inshallah, it's still fine as long as you are reading it correctly. So inshallah, let's move on to Lam Qamariya and the letters of Lam Qamariya. So basically, to have a Lam Qamariya, you need to have an Alif and a Lam Ta'rif. So the word Al, meaning the in English, followed by any word that starts with any of these letters. Okay, and we have a mnemonic for these letters. And the mnemonic is Ibri Hajjaka Wakhaf Aqimahu. So this is just a mnemonic that the scholars have made in order to make it easier to memorize these letters. Again, the mnemonic is Ibri Hajjaka Wakhaf Aqimahu. And these letters are Hamza, Ba, Ghain, Ha, Jim, Kaf, Waw, Kha, Fa, Ain, Qaf, Ya, Mim, and Ha. So these are the letters of Qamariya. Ibri Hajjaka wa Khaf Aqimahu. So for Qamariya, you need to have Alif and Lam followed by any of these letters. And this is quite a few letters, okay? So any of these letters, and that Lam is then going to be called Lam Qamariya. And the rule for Lam Qamariya is that it is always read clearly, and thus the rule is called Izhar Qamariya. Okay, and idhar, this is similar to what we learned in the meme and the noon sakin. Idhar from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. Now, if you have any of these letters before alif lam, then the lam is going to be read clearly. It is going to have idhar, and the rule is going to be called lam qamariya. Now, let's look at an example of this. If we have alif lam followed by the letter hamza, okay, we have huwal awwalu. Now I have al-awwal, this is the word. I have al, alif lam, followed by hamza. Hamza is part of this mnemonic, ibri. So hamza is going to have lam qamariya, and I'm going to read it with idhar. Now you hear that lam sound is very clear. Huwal-awwalu. Same thing with the letter ba, al-bari'u. رَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ. غَيْن is red here with قَمَرِيَّة, so lam is going to be clear. الْحَمِيدُ الْجَبَّارُ الْكَرِيمُ الْوَكِيلُ الْخَبِيرُ الْفَتَاحُ الْعَزِيزُ الْقَادِرُ الْيَمِينُ الْمُؤْمِنُ Al-Huda. So for all of these letters of Qamariya, Ibighi Hajjaka wa Khaf Aqimahu, then I'm going to read that lam very clearly and I'm not going to hide it. Now very quickly, let's look at Lam Shamsiyya and an example so you can contrast what this means. So for Lam Shamsiyya, we have one of the letters which is Ta. So for thought, when I read with alif lam, I am not going to read that lam clearly. I'm going to say al-tayyibat. You don't hear that lam at all. I am not saying al-tayyibat. I'm saying al-tayyibat. Same thing with some of the other examples. Al-thawab, al-sabirin, al-ta'ibun, al-dhikra. So for all of these examples, you can hear I am not reading the lam very clearly. I am hiding this, or I am making it silent. Okay, and this is Idgham Shamsiyya. Inshallah, in the next class, we will cover this. I just wanted to give an example so you could contrast the difference in between these two. So again, we have Al-Bari and Al-Tayyibat. So you can hear that difference. For Al-Bari, Lam is very clear. Al-Tayyibat, the Lam is silent and you don't hear it at all. So that is the main difference, Lam Qamariya and Lam Shamsiyya. In Lam Qamariya, you are reading that Lam very audibly. You hear it very clearly. And in Lam Shamsiyya, you do not hear it very clearly and you are just going to drop that Lam. Inshallah, in the next class, we will do the letters for Lam Shamsiyya and then go a little bit more in detail. Now let's go ahead and move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah 114. La khayra, kha is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Fi kathirin, ra is going to be light. Min najwahum, jim is going to have qalqala. Illa man amara, ra is going to be heavy. Bi sadaqatin, sad is heavy. Qaf is heavy. Aw ma'rufin, ra is going to be heavy. Aw islahin, sad is going to be heavy. Baynan nas. So here we have the word annas. Lam is going to have a sukun. Noon, as we're going to learn, is going to be lam shamsiyya. So I am not going to read this lam. Baynannas. So you hear that I do not say that lam at all. This is known as lam shamsiyya. وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ بِتِغَى غَيْن is going to be heavy. مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ رَى is going to be heavy. ضَاد is heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ Hamza here is going to have jahal. Make sure you give it a little bit of that jerk. أَجَرًا جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَ رَى is going to be heavy. عَظِيمًا ضَى is going to be heavy. We end on a two-count mad. وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ قَاف is going to be heavy. الرَّسُول رَى is heavy. مِن بَعْدِ this is going to be إقلاب. مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى So here, lam is going to have a sukun, and this is going to be lam qamariya. I'm going to read it very clearly because the lam is after the letter ha. So I'm going to read that lam with idhar. لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ غَيْن is heavy, رَى is heavy. سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Hamza has jahar. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ صَاد is heavy, جَهَنَّم وَسَاءَت this is a four count mad. مَصِيرَ صَاد is heavy, رَى is heavy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah here is heavy. لَا يَغْفِرُ غَيْن is heavy, رَى is heavy. أَن يُشْرَكَ رَى is heavy, بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ غَيْن and رَى is heavy. مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ This is a four count mad, and then we end here on Hamza with Nabr. So we make sure that we are giving it a little bit of jerk and raise the voice just a little bit to make that Hamza audible. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Name of Allah here is light. فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا ضَاد is going to be heavy in both of these cases. بَعِيدًا عَيْن is going to be from the throat, and then we end here on a two count mad. يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ دُونِهِ This is going to be a four-count mad. إِلَّا This is again a four-count mad. إِنَاثًا وَإِيَّدْعُونَ عَيْن is going to be from the throat. إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا ضَى is going to be from the, is going to be heavy. مَرِيضًا رَى here is going to be light. And then that here is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a two-count mad. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 114 to ayah number 117. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue with lam sakin rules, and then we will cover lam shamsiyya, and then we'll also do a quick review of lam qamariya as well. Before we move on to the next topic. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone, inshallah. I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.